When Bush disrespected once again the U.S. military and all the people who have died in Iraq and landed on the aircraft carrier, the right-wing media in this country reporting that women were just, ooh, God, he's so hot. On Hardball, Chris Matthews said, "We're proud of our president. Americans love having a guy as president, a guy who has a little swagger, who's physical, who's got a complicated guy like Clinton or even like Dukakis or Mondo, all those guys, McGovern. They want a guy who's president. Women like a guy who's president. Check it out. The women like this war." Really? I didn't know Chris Matthews spoke for women. Women like the war. Women like this war. Yeah, they want to send their sons and occasionally daughter to go die for Bush's cronies. Yeah, because Bush is sexy. If George W. Bush is sexy, Jesus, we need to redefine that term, don't we? Email here from Joanna. Mike, take heart. Not all women are that stupid, blind, and brainwashed. This is about Bush being hot. Jesus. Joanna writes, "Thinking Bush is hot is like thinking Howdy Doody is hot. Any woman worth her salt sees George Bush for what he really is, nothing more than a puppet, and not even a well-spoken puppet, much less a good-looking one. Women of any caliber at all look for men who can think for themselves, men of honor and integrity, not some flim-flam man like Bush, or any of his cronies for that matter. Don't worry, Mike, there are plenty of us out here who see through all the BS." Well, no, I understand that, Joanna. I do know that there are tens of millions, the vast majority of women. But it's these little twits who get written about,
"Oh, I just think he's actually taking care of myself and my baby son. And, oh, my God, did you see him in that flight suit? It just made me shivery."
Now, here's the context of all this. When he got off the plane to make his Top Gun appearance on the deck of the aircraft carrier, if you look at the picture, you see that his crotch, I mean, his testicles are just absolutely jammed up around his belly button. And what he's got on there is it's the harness for his parachute. So here's that picture of Bush. A guest editorial at BuzzFlash where some comments were made about this picture. The question is, did Karl Rove stuff socks down the front of Bush's pants before he got on that plane? And a BuzzFlash reader writes, "It will be interesting to find out how much George's campaign photo shoot with his Top Gun on display." You get it. "How much is it going to cost us? The picture was hilarious, and when I found out that women thinks he's hot, I laughed even harder. I decided perhaps I was too old and wasn't looking at it the right way, so I asked my daughter if she thought George Bush was hot, and she laughed. Hey, he's an old guy, and he looks like a monkey. Then she looked at this picture, and she said, what's wrong with his pants? He looks disgusting." It does. It looks like a codpiece. It looks like, what is that, the 17th century, Kathy? 18th century? The codpiece that the French, I guess, was popular for a while? This big codpiece right down there in the crotch? Anyway, the daughter, who is 27, daughter of the writer at BuzzFlash, said, quote, "The other guy's pants don't look like that." So mom here, who's writing the piece, said, "I decided perhaps at 27 she was too young and she doesn't like George anyway. So I asked my son, who likes George and believes this administration will save him from all the monsters under his bed. He's 23. I asked him to look at the picture and he said, you just don't like Bush's policies, so nothing he does will suit you. He grabbed the picture and said, what does he have in his pants? Looks like golf balls. They shouldn't let him go out looking like that. So he looks stupid. It's only one picture." So then the writer of this article, she says, "I went to my older daughter and son in their 30s and received pretty much the same type of responses. I've gone around my circle of friends and acquaintances and still haven't found anyone who thinks he's hot. I wonder where the survey was taken and felt sorry for the soccer moms who have pretty much very little in their lives. Do we know if he had socks or golf balls stuffed down his pants? And who put them there? Karl the Brain Rove? Bush's a brain?" And another BuzzFlash reader speculates on Bush's artificially enhanced crotch. It wasn't socks or golf balls. The former, quote, fighter pilot, close quote, was too stupid to release his parachute harness crotch straps as soon as he was on deck. Why am I not surprised? The writer says, from personal experience, I can tell you it's very uncomfortable, if not painful, to walk around that way.
Oh, you stupid moron.
Get encapsulated in a bubble.